Yoredeya, Shir Vav and Minos Kusim by the Rosh Hashiva Chafei Talmud Zaytov Shem Mem Hei, July 14th, 1985, on Sunday. Continued.
The Joseph says that we have to dig out a Lalasvatora even from Tanya Psul in Sirius. But if Morris says the Hohasin without Sirius and Sirius, and Nam Rukhim Sirius and Sirius. This I heard from my father. Pergimonu has Loch and Loch and Allah says, the ancient Hamala of Kissing of Jose, Kinsipoli Sipateo, the Hatsme, Yeser Allah Sita, she Nicholai Abensky, Umagi Sita, Go, Alpidesin shall she be near. Now, there are two mitzvahs of Silas. One mitzvah is mentioned in Parashat Azazim, the Atem Kisti Lohan is a Shirazoi. Remember it in Israel. Sing of it here. That's a mitzvah incumbent on an empty field to buy his potter. Then there is the additional mitzvah incumbent upon Melech that he has to buy his potter. Because of the shape. Sometimes someone who is very quick and big bucking, so I have hope he fish. So he assumes, of course it's a third thing, that the Melech only has to write secret word. Why? Because of his Mishnah Tehlas is of the that's a choice. In other words, it's all Mishnah Tehlas because a Melech, besides being a Melech, is also a Jew. So Melech, he is included in a twofold way to write the Torah. One is like every Jew, and he's called Wah, and every Jew, and every Jew. And then he has to write the second Torah as a Melech. So that's why the Torah says, because of the way it's Mishnah, the second Torah, because one Torah has to write like every other Jew. But it's the second Torah, there is Melech as a Melech. So, because of the way it's Mishnah, the Torah is a Torah, you need to be a Kiran in our view. What do you think of the Kiran in our view? How do you write it? The Kiran Levin means Bezmako. Of course, Kiran Levin doesn't mean Kiran Levin. It means Ubos Lakin Ashayye Bayon Mahay. So it means Bezmako. So what does it mean? Because of the way Swish Akirazi Sassim of Nakimahabin, when the Melech writes the second of the Torah, so the whole Bezmako has to sit in front of him. What does it mean? So the Rambam explains, the Rambam says, that's exactly in Sanhedrin. He says, the Eishi Eishi Hamela Tautsi Malkushi, Kinsik Lisi Vapiro Latsmi, Yesa Ala Sinta Shemichu Yabinsu. That's Mishnah there. He said it. Umagiri Nisinta Azoro Al Pibezgin Shalshimia. So that's the looking at here, that's a deception in Sanhedrin. The looking at here in our being, that when he writes the second thing there, so the Bezin Agodo has to look it over, that he wrote it correctly. I mean, how to look it over, I mean, how did the Bezin Agodo know whether he wrote it correctly? So the Bezin Agodo has to compare it with the text of the Sefer HaZohar. What is Sefer HaZohar? The Sefer HaZohar, the same one had the first of the Rambam, the Rambam Sanhedrin, no one is here. Who had the second? I said this at the feet of Yerushalmi Sanhedrin. In my dear, you see that Azar is dead, which I know it, because Mishnah says we Yerushalmi, not the set of feet of Yerushalmi. I have a special set of Mishnah Sanhedrin. But the Mishnah also says, how can we say Yerushalmi? Yes, thank you. The Rambam said at the beginning of the Adam, "Kol haMitzvah sheNitnu leMoshe beSinai beYerushalayim." שנאמר בעצם לכל הסוך את האבן והתירו והמצווה. תירו זו תיר שפרסה, והמצווה זו פירושה. וציבונו לעזס התירו האלוקי המצווה. ומצווה זו יניח התיר שבאותה. כל התירו, כוספו מן שרבנו, קידן שיומוס ברסה גדה, ונוסה מסינתה לחודשי ובשיבה, וסינתה רחוב נוסנו ביאורים לאים, שנאמר לוקח הספר הטירה הזה ושמתם מזה. So that's the ספר הזאת. The ספר תורה, that means שרבינו בקסביות הירות, and it was placed in your, of course, ישיו המורח הולכים את האורן, and the לוחס, So the din is the sifra azorot. The sifra azorot. So sifra azorot is the sifra Torah that Misha Rabbeinu, the first sifra. So wrote. So the halacha in sivas sifra Torah in Berech is that the sifra Torah, the Mishnah Torah, the second sifra that the Melech has to write. As the Melech over and above the sifra Torah that he has to write, as any Jew has to write the Torah, so that the second sifra Torah has to be based upon the text of the sifra Torah. And who has to make sure that it follows it, it conforms to the text of the sifra Torah? That's what Yerushalmi says. And that's the pshat in the pasuk. That's the pshat. Because of the decision of the Aziz, our Savior, when we came out of being, that the Bezin Agodo has to tell the Melech exactly how to write, to know Kassiris and the Sailors, and the Tupasayis here. And by looking up the sifra, so that's a special halacha in the sefer of Melech that it has to conform to the text of the sefer azor al pi beznam abu beznam. Mashiach came. The mitzvah of Tzivas Tatera is incumbent upon every Jew, which is implicit in the prophet in Azimut, the Atem Kisru HaMashiach Azimut. The universe is doing Torah, it's not clear. That doesn't have to be based upon the text of the Sefer HaZohar. But how is it doing? How is the Sefer write this material? How will the Sefer write this? Every sefer when he writes the Torah, so he has another sefer open, and he looks in the other sefer, and he writes that way in the new sefer Torah. In other words, it's what's in the sefer. So it's based upon the masere of Shaul Yichov Yagid Chosin Yachmin. Now, when I heard my father mention that in conjunction with the Israelis ship in connection with Hotiash and Henach's Kiddush, you know, the Radina Rebbe. He was not in Babu. So he said that he discovered a hole in the Mediterranean. He discovered a hole. And then he used the blood of that chalazim to dye a hood of the tzitzis blue. And he wrote the whole chiva on that, showing his bias. I mean that this is the halacha. Now, the overwhelming majority of the people he saw it in his time. He was a contemporary of the Israeli. He was older than Abraham. So he did not agree with him. Even though he said, in Uriel the Yazik, I thought, why shouldn't you all agree with me? Munich. If it's not a chalazim, so the Hebrew do a turnover, so what is it? In Slova, suppose you take all the tzitzis and dye it in color. So it will still be tzitzis in the kind of mitzvah. So why should you oppose it? When all the various people, not say all, but the overwhelming majority of the various Israel who are opposed, all right? Today, you find a day who agree with Rav Yashin, but in his days, no one agrees with Rav Yashin. Even the Hasidim, and many Hasidim did not agree with him. I mean, at the towns, in the villages, but that the town did not agree with Rav Yashin. Now, he sent him a letter to his And to this lady, Vinter said, so then he fell down hurt. So he said, you know, I disagree with you. Tell me why you disagree with me. Why do you just ignore what I said? That's all I'm trying to do in Isaac and Sarabi with the Mr. the Isaac. And he said, don't. So he was a lady in the second. When he said it in the second, he said it's a lady said. It's a village, but it's true. He said, now, the Rambam says, in the atomic, the pure can be shed. It's not in the atomic here. But in the atomic, the pure can be shed. So, in the passage, so, what it means, if you call the Lord, you see, so the Rambam says in the Talmud, the Pirush HaMishne, that Shmiras HaTorah and Shmiras HaMitzvot, so it's based upon two things, Maseire and Tzva. First of all, we have to resolve Maseire. How can you pass through Shire? Or know whether something is Shire or not Shire, whether it's Mutter or Osha, or many things. It's not Shire. Naturally, you have to know what Gemara says, what Gemara says, what the Shemin says, and explaining the Gemara and so on. That's the Shire. But then you have to understand the Gemara. You have to understand the Shemin, you have to understand the Bahá'í, you have to understand the Ramah, and you have to understand the just to look up to nothing. So we have to twice for it. The Shmuel doesn't mention the exact cases that come up. So we have to be done with the real set. That's a good book. So he called it Lech Adoro Mei, the Kicho in the book of it. So Shmira Satora, Shmira Samitzvah is realized because of Maseire and Tzvah. So it's already said, there are two Maseires. In fulfilling the Mitzvah of Torah, we have to resolve to two Maseires. One Maseire means, Meshkin, Teron, Sinan, Yisrael, Yishua, Yishua, Yishkin, 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 that's the Maseire of the Dina. For example, one of the Dina Torah is that you're not allowed to eat chometz on Pesach. You are not allowed to eat because I is matzah Pesach. But what is matzah? So matzah is a pass that was made from Hamishonim. Chito, Seiro, Kuski, Shibin Shuoshi. That's the Maseire of Egypt to be there in Sinai, and so on, and Shua, and so on. But then the question is, how do I know what commission it is? Now, we are all accustomed to say that Chitor, that this is what is called the New English Meat. Sevo is what is called the New English Baal. Kusmi, what is called the New English Baal. Shibel Yeshua is what is called in English oats. Shipei is what is called in English life. How do you know that? Well, that also means that in the material of Mishnah, the Shibel Yeshua, that is not transmitted to the Messiah, or which is born in sin and in sorrows. How do we know? How do we know? That ritual is what is called the ceremony, what is called a vow. That we know from another Messiah. Of Shalotis of the Ahit, or Skinach of the Ahit. So, Shalotis of the Ahit, or Skinach of the Ahit, or in the Messiah of which we can see in Zohar and Shia, so that there is no such a Chachmim in Zohar, not to have the Jew. But, the Jew of Shalotis of the Ahit, or Skinach of the Ahit, is no such a Jew of every Jew. And he got my door, like Kabbat Kedeger, is nothing more of a Yachsin than the simplest Jew or Jewish. We don't have to ask Rabbi Kedeger what ritual is. We find it from the Jews, from the plain Jews. So that is the chat called the Chatter of Mid, if you hold the book of Asensi. If you hold means Masera, so it doesn't mean only the Masera of Mishik, the Tira of Mishina, and so on, and so on. But also the Masera of Shaul, and the Adin, for Skina, and so on. Now, when do we have to resort to Masera of Mishik, the Tira of Mishina, and so on, and so on? And when do we have to resort to Masera of Shaul, and the Adin, for Skina, and so on? If it's a question of being out there, so then we resort to the Masire of Meshachimutel and Sinai and Solomon. But if it's a question of the Nuridaume of Niato, the subject matter of Niato, what is Matze and Sinato? So the Niato, the Torah declares, the Torah Shabbat declares, that Matze is something past that was made from the time. Peter say or Husri, she can ensure she is the dinator. But then the subject matter of the dinator, the endowment of the dinator, what is Peter? What is say? That's based upon the Nasira of Shaudik of Yagetcho, Skinach of Yagetcho. Now, the Tanshavis, the seventh day of the week, so we have the Nasal the Dinner. That is more so to be in the Messiah of the Messiah of the Messiah of the Messiah of the Messiah. But we being Shabbos, how do you know that yesterday was Shabbos? Today is Sunday. How do you know today is Sunday? Yesterday is Shabbos. Maybe yesterday was Friday. And today is Shabbos. The renown of the Nassau, but in Shabbos. So that is Shalom Jichov Yagitho, Skinachov Yim. Now, as far as the two Asalisias of the Zitatori, so Mr. Levy said that, there is a mitzvah of Lovon, there is a mitzvah of Tetz. And that we know the Masira of Mishki, the Masina, and so on. What is Tchiles? Tchiles is the Chut Shotites that was dyed blue with the dam. That's also the Masira of Mishki, the Masina, and so on. But what is Chalosu today? That we knew at one time, in the early days, we knew it on the basis of the Masada of Shalom Yitzhak against Kirachimba, but unfortunately, we became ignorant of that Masada. We didn't know. Now you, like Yashmanach, you want to inquire and to determine the subject matter. of the Dnyato on the basis, because the weapons of this and the multi chemical reactions of its one reaction, first it is not red, first it is not blue, first it is something else, then it becomes blue. It's all very good. But that's not the Maseir of Shalom of the Agitos in the and in determining, identifying the ground of the Dnyato only through the Maseir of Shalom Kippur of the Agitos in the not through weapon, not through chemistry, not through anything else. Yes.
So when the Pasuk says Svara, you have to use Svara, it says Ficha. Vavacha, so does Svara apply to both Nisarash or just to Nisarash from Moshe Rabbeinu?
Well, you have to apply Svara better. I'm sure people might see such nonsense. If you don't do that, someone can run the circus. One can run the circus today on the basis of certain fucking that are in there today. So we should never deprive ourselves of the ability to do smart. Yes.
Is it there a kind of answer down to the Dantalism?
Of course. Klayu has the same and the same color, you use the same color, but it's not fair. It's not fair. But anyway, that was the shite of the baseline. As a matter of fact, in New York, I met a few who wore pants, wear pants. In Chicago, I only know one person who wear pants. I'm not going to mention his name, but you know the details of the time. I'm not going to mention his name. I don't know any. A second one. There was once a great Hoshishide, the Chayyur Boche, was considering wearing trainers, but then decided against it. And that Hoshishide, I think he decided against it, because he discussed it with my other friend, okay? And he also mentioned the arguments about protection. Why do we lose and we merge if it's not clear? So we go at the moment. And my father didn't like this in this. So anyway, that Koshishide, even though he was considering for a long time, and he spoke about it, but he did not realize it. He did not plant it. In New York, I saw a few rabbis. One of them was Rabbi Yashimena's nephew, who was not involved himself. Razina Rebbe, Weiner. So he was not involved himself. He was, I think, the great nephew of Rabbi Yashimena. And there were a few others who were, but Shabbat, I only know one who wears clothes. Anyway. So this is what it is already said. This is what it is already said. Now, so in a similar vein, I heard the shout on the Gemara, on the Gemara in Dush. The Gemara says, Lysis Matel, when you know, oh my, you would kill yourself in France. I'm not with him. So then does it mean that no one can be kind of the needs of Shaykh at all? So the Shaykh Sali says, I'm not a man at all, but that's his strategy. And the Shaykh Sali is not in counseling us. Who is the Shaykh of the Shaykh? It's in counseling us with the Shaykh of the Ramah, but not with the Shaykh of the Shaykh. And after all, the universal practice is not on Ramo, even though generally we are made like Ramo, but in this, the universal practice, the whole physics is soil, is not on Ramo. In other words, even in Chicago, if the time became seriously serious, it would be dark another. Some people in Chicago don't like it, but that's the practice. No children. You have both this resentment, so we are not needed. And you, most of the time, the true says but most of the time, he says says he no, maybe I knew I shouldn't say that. You know. But anyway, you do take out the whole business is even the true says he's a says. So, but doesn't Morris say? And all the kings really says. So what the day will be the teaching hours of analysis. So I heard from another scholars on the basis of what the Bishalady says. Because the Bishalady says, there are two Masayas. One Masayas is the Masayas of patient and the other sin and soul and shrine. That's in regard to the Dina Thor of the scholars. And then there is the Masayas of Shalabit of the Ahitrosinah of the Yahuwah. Of three Jews. So that's in regard to the knowledge of the subject of the Torah. How about the issues of the Torah? So therefore, the issues of the Torah, let's say, the precious is composed of things, things, however, she includes of. So that means most of that is based upon the first of all, the two associations of the Sinatol are themselves the Nyatol. The two associations, the application so good, so is itself the Nyatol. It's as much a Nyatol like Hamshani of matter. And then the issues of the Sinatol are not the Ruach and the subject matter of the Nyatol. So it is subject to the Masele. Of Menschik, the Pilum, the Sinai, I mean, of Shalvat, the Ahitros, the Yahoo, the Ruachos. So, in other words, the Tsuras of Isis of the Sephatora are included in both Masses. They are included in Masses of Menschik, the Pilum, the Sinai, and Shalvat, the Shema. And also, the Shalvat, the Ahitros, the Yahoo, the Ruachos. Now the Rambam says that Misha Rabbeinu Chitzchak Yodei wrote 13 Sephatoras. One Sephatora he left in Lazar. No. And then the one Sephatora Misha Rabbeinu wrote for each shape of each shape. Now, when the Rambam says, when the Rambam says that the Sefer Shomelech has to be muted of the Sefer Hazor and by whom? By the Bez Nadon. Because he's not caring about him. The Rambam says, the Luchas Mamun. So as long as the Nagodah existed, functioned, they were the central authorities on the Masayah of the first topic of nations to the Jerusalem and so on. And so, as a matter of fact, when you see the Masayah in that form, the Rambam, so as long as the Samidish existed, the Rambam says, Ubizdineh, Yeshua Ubizdineh, and the laws of the Dine, Pinchos of the Dine, Eil of the Dine, and so on. In other words, because the Masayah of the Shabbat had to go to the Bez Nadon. So, when the Torah says there will be a killing in our being, so what is the Yoshon explains it, that because of the Mishnah, Tila, Zayt, and the killing of our being, what it means, that it has to be Mugo, our being, the Sifra Hazor, and by whom? who makes the question and surely that it's based upon the text in the Prasabhagavad. Why? Because the atheist of this, the Torsham Malach, had to be based upon Masala of Nation in the Sinai and Salvation. How do we know the Masala of Nation in the Sinai and Salvation? At all, we don't have the Chachmi Yisrael who remember exactly, who know exactly how Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned the Yisrael. He did, but we don't know. The answer is, by looking up the Sefer HaZohar that Moshe Rabbeinu himself wrote, except Yodeh, some day we know, so we know it's based upon the Masil of Moshe Rabbeinu on Sinai. We saw Yisrael. But he has to be done the hand of the womb, the discovery, a beggar, the machine came, the mitzvah of Kisbuch and Shirazim, that does not have to be based on the Masil of Moshe Rabbeinu on Sinai and saw Yisrael. That can be based upon the Masil of Shalabichu and Yisrael. How do we know the Masil of Shalabichu and Yisrael? Does it mean that every sefer by heart remembers exactly the truth of Isaiah's mouth? Even if they remember, they can make a mistake. But by looking at the sefer Torah and copying it accordingly, so then it is on the basis of the Masir of Shalom Yehovah Yagetro, Skinecho Rodino. Briefly, the Masir of Shalom Yehovah Yagetro, Skinecho Rodino, means, according to the Sefer Torah that were written in the course of generations, and one was based upon the other. So that's how we know the Masir of Shalavich of the Agent for Sinachim. Now, so the Pshat in the morning is out. Lomo mitzvi tichonik v'shem sifun, shem sifun poleitzi yeshiva teo. Shereinu mivot kibochim chetim shaleitzi yeshiva teo. That's what it means. They were able to come to the issue of the teo. That's not such a thing. Which requires a lot of experience. Anyone can do that. Sit down and come back to the issue. And time, experience, that's not such a good thing. No, it means the same thing was so meticulous in their Kabbalah that they heard, they remember every Tzura Sos in the Masele of Meshe Kibbutel and Sinai and Shalom Yishua. And even the Tamoim later knew that. Leishe Tzura Teo knew. Nilo Yoma Akabu Babakona Lizosu Mishoma Kibbutel and Sinai and Shalom Yishua. It's a big thing. Some way, we would hear it said, we said, that I know you are greater than me, I'm going to say. They wrote this Torah because they were mocked and they were able to maintain the material that they heard from their predecessors, the Chachomim and the Chachomim, from their predecessors until Moshe Rabbeinu. So, Mele, the Sefer Torah was written in accordance, exactly in accordance with the Masele they were covered throughout the generations, there at the door from the Chachmi Yisrael, the Masele of Mishkutetzim. But now, unfortunately, we don't have that, we are acting in that Masele. But, of course, we are acting in Masele, but our people are just in Chachmi Yisrael, because in every generation, they were in the suffering, who are mapping, you know, in the language, to write every post-correctly, according to Masir of Shabbat, but this is not what I'm interested in. I want to know what Mahaydeh and Mahaydeh say, on the basis of material of Mishkut, Ketel, and Sinai, and so on, Yeshua. I'm not asking what Mahaydeh and Mahaydeh say, on the basis of Shalabiyah Yes Yahweh, that can be delegated to a child too. If my child can do that, to come up, lazy as I've been, find out my ideas and ideas. But that's not my objection. This is the objection. But that doesn't mean that we cannot be kind in this world after this world has been shattered. We can't be kind. The needs for this world has been shattered. It will be necessary to be in accordance with Masera, Shorty, and its gentle law. And we can rely on the being, we rely on it. But we are not killing the Masera of nations with the Gomesinai in the soul. Now, let's see. Yeah. Yes. It doesn't mean that every Jew, not even every Jew from Chorheim, was invoking the material of Mishikutel Sinai in all the ages of the Torah. It means the Tanoim, so the Tanoim knew they were able to write the Torahs on the basis of material Mishikutel, but not every Torah in the previous generations of the Tanoim was written by Tanoim. There were other sorts of things, other than the Tanoim, who wrote the Torah. Shiva Vasekra was a Tam, he was a Seder. But there was a thing in those generations who were not Tanoim. And they only knew, they were only walking in the Masera of Shalabios Berge, it was the Yahweh law. So made by the time of the Amoroim. So even the Amoroim, the Chachmim destroyed themselves, were not walking in the Masera of Mishkut Israel Sinai. Yes.
So at the time of the Tanayim there was two Masoras? I mean, couldn't you say the time of the Tanayim there was one Masora and was both the Masora of Moshe Shiva Thomas?
Every Jew knows his Torah. And it's the Torah of the Jew that was physically impossible. So they had other suffering besides the Tanayim. And the Torah doesn't even mention that each and every time it was invoking the Masera of Mishikul Tehom Sinai Torah and Shoah and God all this. Just as if it was possible for the Amoroi, for all the Amoroi not to be working, so it might have been that some of the Amoroi were not working in the Masera all the easiest, the Masera of Mishikul Tehom Sinai Torah and Shoah. What it means, I mean, to remember my heart every loss in the whole Torah, in the triple source, you know, where there is a good zero and where there is not a good zero in another way. So, the rest of this Torah will be only two small Torahs in the time of Tanoim will be on the basis of the Masora of Mishikul Tehom Sinai Torah. But the four small Torahs will probably be two just from the Masora of Shalom Yehovi Yadid, because they're not really more. Yes.
So maybe very likely that it's the same Sefer Torah.
Right. Yes.
It's very likely that it was a mistake, but they couldn't verify it.
That's right. They didn't say that they didn't know Chassidishoah. We don't say that. The Shiva of the Shiosa is on the contrary. We rely on that Torah. We rely on that. Yes.
So this is the Sefer Torah told in every other can be either Masora?
Yeah, I'm sure. Of the Masora of the Mishnah, the Mishnah, so we should be affecting the Masera of the Yahid and the Kuyo, and for all the whole surprise, for all this stuff. Now there are many Yiddish, I'm speaking in Yiddish, that's what I meant. Actually, you are the ultimate advocate of the Bible story. The equal and shame is of him. And so remain in conversation of him. When the enemy walks and walks and walks and walks and walks and walks and walks. There is no exception to him. There is no exception to him. So, Elo Shachachim is Hachi stated in the Lord. The Madame of God before him. In Haidisi on Haidisi. They know him on this stuff, right? You look him to see us to see us. And I'm looking. He said, look what the Lord said. He said, shall you meet him, the Kun Yerash of him, shall appear in the same Kun. You see us, they're in Hashai. Well, we didn't call it in Hashai, but that's what he means. Ain't no melody, he must have watched this for him, I'm resorting. Yuki, Loyche, I don't know what to do. Hello? Umdirkach, and Hilchich, or Hokel, the Mise. Shall we meet him with the fear of the car? Shall we meet my chain? Hello, we must give that Cyprian assailants to listen how we go. That we are in Russia. By a routine of Africans being in Troches by myself, to me as a flagship, to me I'm a flagship, not my family, at the end of Chayisor. So Rashi says, and Rashi says, flagship, Hoshax, because it means hope. To me a flagship means the children of God. So he says, in our Torah, it's a new definition. Leadership. So there is a very, if you look up in the big sticks of Chachamim, I don't know whether the small sticks of Chachamim has it, maybe that, but the big sticks of Chachamim. So he mentions a number of Hashemim who say that Rashi's Masele is not a fair Masele. He says, when Rashi says, Pilakshi, Chosatsi, he means only one, not two. Because actually, there should be two of them instead of being in Molly. So, Pelachi, Hosel means only one youth. So, from that, we learn out that it was only hope. Alright, thank you. So, that's what he said. So, God merely said, They are singing also. In other words, there is no youth after the song. But in our Masera, there is youth after the song. The Chayim Viyim Kalos Moshe. So in our Masera, in our Spatoros, there is the Bob after the one. Because the Nebra says, Viyim Kalos Moshe Kalos also. The death was like a cow, means well. The day when the Rishkin was finished. So, Kalas, the Sikhre Amasero, Shwostom Shleim, the Chayim Kalis, Motsimu de Masere, Hekat Machidosh, El Shemzu is Tina Agini, Shemiacha Shabot in Talmud, Nika Agi, Shemizel in Topis, Ukhayim Asuki, Basuki, there is no day. Hagin Shen Acha Shabon Tamu Yudhu 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 Uchidin Inli Shedol Shabitabin Aino Simchin Aulein Ala Tamu Abo Insom Shein Da Agode Yudhu 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 Yudhu. So the nearing doesn't pass in light. Like Ramon says, in Yiddishite, he's more like the Shosha. Not completely like the Shosha, but more like the Shosha than Ramon. Because Ramon passes that he, the soul, consists from first in his areas, then we never get out of our time. We never get out of our time. But from Yiddish Mashmah, we do get out of our time. Except that he, the first in his areas, happens to be like the incarnation, where according to the Midrash, there is no law, and that even though we have the Maseira involved, so in Hakrila we should write Kalins with the law, or Pilakshi with the Vayite, with the Pilakshi of Matalins, we write with the new definition. But if we found without the new Pilakshin, inasmuch as it is in consonance with the Maseira of the Midrash, so melee don't become us at all. But if the psula occurs in connection with other seras miseras, not controversial seras miseras. Pilakshin is a controversial seras miseras. Kalis is a controversial seras. But if it occurs in respect to say that's not controversial, so then we have to be galvanized. That's not like that. That's like the Shiose. And even he says, and he says, Kalisam Shimba, go to the Lord Gigadim, came to Pilakshim, the Simon, the Kalis, Eile Achriabem, Benusuka, Lord. So, Lamarito, Shiho Kasino, the Miseo, So only when there is a variance, then we don't take out of us at all. But if there is no variance, so then we do take out. Now it's according to me. Suppose, suppose we are Shinas, or we are Spar, and we write for to a Dako with him, and then we started Shul, so there is the Torah, and they found it now. So, since there is variance, so then we don't take out another Torah. But where there is no variance, we do take. And if we find this in the Torah in accordance with one Masera, even though it's not our Masera, found it in accordance with the Ashkenazim's Masera, they don't take out the Torah by itself. So the meaning is not like that. Is like the shot. And even when what he says, but if there is a in other words, and we have to buy this Torah in accordance with our Masech, even in connection with those sales in Sirius where there is a variance between Chazal and our Masech. So we have to write it in accordance with our Masech. In other words, Pilakshin, in the Posit in Chai Solo, we have to write with it. The Yim Kaleis, we have to write with it. With it. But, how about Kaleis? Now, according to the Gemara, it appears that Kaleis, in the Kisvor Yochid, Kaleis in the Kisvor Yochid, is Kaleis in Kisvor Yochim is without a box. I mean, he's with the box, And in our stories, so it's all the three Kaleis are written in the Chosa without a box. So from the Ramil, it's much more that we have to be stuck in all our stories. And to write Kaleis Kisvor Yochim, we did not even do it. In the suffering, I'm not misaki, and there's a thought. So we see that our meaning is about suffering, not even when it's a question of a serious being serious, can we, to the moral basis, a certain being, still not to do exactly our devotees of ours, but to follow our mission, not by the other. It's one of the things. I found out, since last week, I said that I haven't seen a single thing at all where for sure a doctor is reaching me now. But I found out since last week that the doctors are marketing to write those doctors now. So they are some sort to write the two doctors. But years ago, that was the very introduction, I think, and now I want to read from the Shai Zephir Chabad's book and the process of Ramban. Shai, very funny. It is very important to get to choose Chabad. Shai, now it is the Shia is not enough. One of the Talmudim of the Rashba. Who it is, I don't know. But it's one of the Talmudim of the Rashba. Shai, that's the Russian of the Shea. In Sikhe Amasevon, Yuri, in Sikhe Atalmud. She Oma Plakshinsi, without you. She Hinasim, without you. The Hinkalasim, without you. The Hinkalisim, without you. The Bispon Shalom. Pilakshin Yud, the Asinin Yud, Kalis Bivod, Rinkanasin, the Song Shalom, Pilakshin Yud, the Asinin Yud, Kalis Bivod, Kalis Bivod. Now that's something strange. So in other words, but he says, in the Sinatoris of the Rashbo, so Kalis will be Bivod. But now Sinatoris, in all the kind of three Kalis, in the Parsha of the the Chathos, in Balikho, at the end of Balikho, so a Chasera, alright, so there is variant between our Masera and the Rajbos Masera, alright, that's interesting. Yeah. Beinu Nuchel Shishi, Hefach Mize Shomu Chachom, Beinu Nuchel Shishi, Nisikh Yatan, Lissakin Asforim Shanesu, Shekacha Nukul Nukho, Beich Nochush Nisikh Yamasera, Kadoshim Kolim Bo. The Yeshiv Ayon Kabalosi Zulim is the coming of Bush. Kotol Shem, the Oma, the Shnei Rabbulim year of Rabbulim Rabbulise, who have a king of Chilas Mizere. Kol Shkenonu, Umishe Dorash, Pilakshim Basimim, the Kalas, Kasirin Yesh on the Lena Shemotcha King is a prayer. Abo Ono Rinoch Shrein. Is a prayer in Azik Moshehen. Ono Mania in Tama of Suki Boshes. It's all part and parcel of the text of the Shea. Ono Mania in Tama of Suki Boshes on a Bodhi Amor. Abo Kamis is from the Shea is from the Yonah of Shea. Abo Kamis Khrishi Shamuel. Even should the Shammai be still a lady man, though in Yahweh will be Yeshem in Yitko Yeshem in Maseras, who share may see the name of Yahosa Ayesha. The Dainty Hoyo Misaki, the Talmud of Rajbos, Elo Shan Yorub Yorba, the Eshmeri at Yorub Boch of Yorin. You see, the Amides is probably one of the Shem, he was the Talmud of the Rajbos, so he was afraid to pass. It was a great person. He could have been written by the Ritzvot, who knows? It's Talmud of the Rashbot. So he says, Afiyodin Baracha Yerem, Uvachikis Vachikis Mutsu, which knew the story of Shem Chachon. So he had no problem with the Eino Dait Chobesek. So the Talmud of the Rashbot, now, they're not going over the text because there's a few more to it. So let's finish it. So we'll finish it tomorrow. But I knew it here, you should look over the truth very carefully. The Sheyal says the same thing as the Ramamini says. What is a principle? What does the Rajva answer? Does he agree with the Shailo? He doesn't agree. It's not so simple. Okay, really.
Yardaya, Benos Kusim Shir Zayin, Belo Shishiva, Chof of Talam, Sahit of Shem, May, July 15, 1985, on Monday.
The text of the Shaila, and the Shaila is not just a Jew on the street. He wanted the Talmud of the Rajbo, who it is, I don't know. Because he says, I learned from you this, that. So the Shaila. The same thing that the Ramir did. The Ramir. Now, let's see. So what does the Ramir teach? The Ramir says that in case of rebellion between Aramasir and the Masir of Chazal, so then we have to follow. But if the rebellion is in connection with the word that serves as the basis of the deed. So then we have to be misaking out of it. And the Sheol says the same thing. So. Oh no, I'm nearly tackle the Sheol said, I'll seek it, Roshe shall I go. Let's see the lock. All right, so according to the way it is assumed in Rashi, that Rashi holds that according to the Midrash, to Lakshin, Hosea means there is no use altogether after the Shiva, because it is reference to Hosea. And with House of Dolores, we have a new definition. So the Talmud of the Rashi says, he is not surprised at that. He says, because that's how I say, we have to follow our mitzvah. Even if it differs from the Masir of Chalak. But, on the Manu, Tamar, Kikitosh, Shalom, Godek, Yamo, Abu Kamis, Kamis, Chishitani, where Kidin Shebi Shamay, Yisir, Omegimai, so where the Masir of Chazal serves as the basis of a certain halacha declared by Chazal, then it seems to me, the Sheol says, that we should be misakin our Shabbatot. The Daiti Hoyo Misako. So he's waiting until the Rashba comes. With the Sukkot, he has no problem because there is no very problem. Now let's see. So the Sheol says the same thing that the Rav Amir says. And the Rav Amir mentioned it in the name of certain game, because it's not our name. He says, Hashat HaGeimim. Tshuva, midaiti, shechenu emes, shein isipin digerim, yicholmokim, umokim, yisporim, alpi amasir, valpi mitroshi adot, ulipi shenechliku, digenis, bearotis, alpi chachmeyem, hakim, yichsiret, yisir. So in other words, whenever there is a conflict between the masir in one place and masir in another place, so each place has to follow its own method. Shalotich of Atzibjah, Shalotich of the Yagin Chos Kinech of Yehudah. That means, if Sfardim had one Masireh, Sfardim had to follow their Masireh. And Ashkenazim had another Masireh, they follow the other Masireh. The other Masireh. Atilu b'mikro machzeres. In other words, there is also a machlik. Ki machlik is b'noshal b'naftar. Now, we know very little as to the countenance of the machlokes between Am the Moshe and Am Natoli. Am the Moshe and Am Natoli, I mean, we don't even call them Rebbe Am the Moshe or Rebbe Am Natoli, just Am the Moshe and Am Natoli. It doesn't mean that he was not only Chum. At the contrary, he was so great that Gordon Rabbi Shmuel, as the Rambam says, on a higher level, he says in respect of the Tanoim, so he says there are three several levels among the Tanoim. There is a certain type of certain Tanoim who are not called the title of Rabbi. Shimon ben Azai, not Rabbi Shimon ben Azai. Shimon ben Zaini. So, not Rabbi Shimon ben Zaini. Why? Because And even the Amroim in Eretz Yisrael were smoking, are also called Rabbi, Rabbi Yechel, Rabbi Shimon Melochi, Rabbi Yavuek. Why? Because they are smoking. But Amroim in Shabel were not called Rabbi. They were called Rabbi. So in other words, the conservative rabbis accepted the title of Rabbi, you know, Rabbi, which is more than Rabbi. So Rabbi is signifying the summer. And I'm going to bother you with that. Smoking is still having to go down. Not that they won't qualify, but they couldn't even get smoking. They won't work. So maybe they were called that. Then we had the Rabbon. The Rechon of the Zakar. Rabbon Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbon Gamliel Azokim, Rabbon Gamliel Yahweh. What's Rabbon? Rabbon means one who has Talmid who has smoked. So he is Tayyip. Then we have Hillel, Shammai, Shmaya, Bachayim. They are not on the lower level than Yechon and Zakkai, but they are on the higher level. It's called the Rabbon Shmuel. That's what the Rabbon says in that Gemara, it's built on Mishnah. So, in that way, it's on Mishnah. So that's on the higher level. But on the lower level, in respect to the game, we cannot equate the game has to show them with the annoying, but in similar way, you see, on the lower level. So the reason is why in certain game we call game, and certain game we live in the time of the current game, we don't even call them right, like Am the Moshe and Am the Natoli. Am the Moshe and Am the Natoli. Not because they were not on the Chachamim. It's also because we're going to rubbish it. I mean, they are on a lower level than respect to the old Shama. So, but there was a big machlokes at the time of the early gaining between Am the Moshe and Am the Natoli. Now, Am the Moshe lived in Bogan. Am the Natoli lived in Elsfar. So there was a machlokes to the Chassidus, the whole Masechta of the Torah. Now, who prevailed in Klal Yisrael? The Shite of Am the Moshe. The Rambam says that he's the Shite of the classification of Parshas, so he's based upon the Sipatoa that Am the Moshe Moshe. But there was a big machlokes between Am the Moshe and Am the Natoli. What exactly that machlokes involved, we do not know. But there was a big machlokes. So he says here, if he's in a different viewing, I feel the machlokes, when we call Masiras, there was also a difference between different kings, between Bogol and Al-Tisrael. Ki machlokes, the Moshe of the Natoli. is Boga really, but it's called the Nisoye because the Jews, the Chotzes Agerok, I mean, they were Jews on the earth, they used to settle already in Spain and in Britain, France, you know, so they followed all the practices of the Chachmei Bavel, not of the Chachmei Bavel. That's why Bavel is called Nisoye. And Eretz Yisrael is called Ma'arot. Bechidumeli, שבזה כל מה שגור שבחוזקו ממנו, אל תתחו ממנו, אלא ממנו. כי עוצם הוא, במרב עם זה, כי עוצם הוא ממנו. והאנושים אשר עולו ויאמרו ויוכל לארץ על העולם כי חוזקו ממנו. Now, there is in the moon, there is a dovish. Now, what does that mean? I mean, according to the book, there is a dovish, it means it's like a dove. It has to be pronounced menu. In other words, I think he had two moons. There you go. Now, what's the plain shot of Menu? When you have our Salom, we couldn't ascend to the people, to Chosok Menu, because that people, the Canaanites, are stronger than we. So Menu is Roshan Adi, that's the superficial Menu. So the Gemara in Seite says, our people Menu, Elamumeno. So Rashi says, Roy Galsima. Roy Galsima, because Mumeno is Mumeno, what do you mean? I'll become Mumeno Elamumeno. Mumeno is Mumeno. How about, I mean, a new Greedy Dogesh, which is Mumeno, as it yet been, two moons, and without the Dogesh, it's a rock, so it's Mumeno. Menu, but he never. Anyway, so from Rashi it appears there is no distinction between a new with Dogesh and a new without it. There's no distinction in conversations, so that's the whole purpose of the Dogesh, but it's not all, we don't have a Dogesh altogether. So it's only to signify certain distinctness in the pronunciation, but if there is no distinction in pronunciation or so. So what is the whole purpose of the Dovish? So maybe Rashi is thinking the whole meaning of Dovish. It's not our purpose, right? These clothing in the group, I don't know, Rashi says Dovish. But most Rishayim say that we are Dovish. Altikon. Why Altikon Meno El Meno? So, what does it mean? Menu, in Yahweh's shade, so the more in Sigil, look at that, in Sigil at Lamehe, shame, balabais, yoker, lehitzi, eskeel. That's the king of the Latin Kabyos of the Venture. That it's not Roshan Adi, in Menu here, superficially it appears that when Maragu is at Cholok of Menu, they use that Roshan Adi. He is stronger than we. that people, the Canaanites, are stronger than we. But it's men or Shiloh, stronger than the Kabiloch. Stupid, I mean, ugly, or I'm ugly, commit the terrible thing, but they were not stupid. They're not fools, what do you say? Stronger than Kabiloch. They meant what is mentioned by unfortunately, is mentioned by Jews who consider themselves as sadistic. So, in other words, if we are destroying, we couldn't observe Yadus. Yadus could not be preserved in the Altisfire because the influence of the Canaanites, the pagan influence, is much stronger than the influence of Dark Asher. That's what they meant by Jehoshaphat, who meant stronger than Kabiloch. I once said in Ashkosh. Anyway, this is what Gemara says. Al-Tikom Menu Elom Menu. So Rashi says we're not jealous, but Adam Sheni Adelis. So he says, the Chidumari Shebezek Torim Mashidoshe, the Chichozoku Menu, Al-Tikom Menu Elom Menu, Apo Pishi Bechol Astorim, Haksubim Yisrenu, and Chiluk, Yimilas Menu Bin Shehidu, or Adi Bin Shehidu, I think. Apo Pishi Kol Mokim, Kino Nun, Bob, Le Rabbi is the Ope, Un Yochi, the Dakshes, the Dogesh. Elo, Shani Sobo, Shebe Beini, the Hoyo Marobe, Hoyo Machleke, the Men. He mentions that between Artis Chachme, Artis Roya, and Chachme Boba, Arm the Naphtoli, Arm the Moshea, there was a Machleke. In connection with men. So I hope maybe to be shocking me, the Harpies called Shehu Bo, the Rabbi, the Oechot Nei Kinin Agitimen. Now, this is when there is a Dogesh, so Dogesh, so signifies a double act. But apparently he says there was a Machlikes whether between Aaron ben Moshe and Aaron Naphtali, as to whether when the Menu is Rosh Yochim, whether there is a Dogesh or there is no Dogesh. There is no Dogesh. The Dagesh is Shlech of Nei, Shlech of Nei Mishat Ruin, Kol Shehu Bo Rabbi, Shlech of Nei Tzimina Mitumenu, The Dagesh, in other words, the country. The Machlokes was, you see, that if it is Rosh Yochim, then it certainly has a Dogesh, if it's Rosh Yochim. But the Machlokes between Aaron Moshe and Aaron Naphtali was in regard to the case where it's Rosh Yochim. So I have lived in Shalakimini, Lahab, Lahab, the culture of the Rabbi, but I have made it in the name of the Danish. The Hindune Shahim was also the Sifra Masire, Shirish Machlikes, the Noye Lima Roboe. The Noye, that is the Masire of the Chachmi Bobel, and Maraboe, that is the Masire of Chachmi Al-Jusfai. And we call, okay? The whole Masher Bobi Talmud, Derech, Ikadim, Tikamis, Kamis, Uchubisukis, Uchopim, Uchubimimim, Yu. Now, as far as Kamis, Kamis, there is no way. As far as Sukis, there is no way. As far as Uchopis, there depends. Whether we explain the more like Kashi or explain like Kamisam, if we explain like Kamisam, there is no way. If you explain like Rashi, there is a balance. Right. It's a you, Dashin, I know there is no balance. But he says, suppose there would be a balance. So we see the way you know in Duma, Shalokun Mika Yahushi, Shin Mashmeshes the Rakas, Bose Baba in Sakin Hamilu. So there is, it's very there is a certain ambiguity in this expression by Rav. The Sheyel is seen what Rav means, that whenever there is a variance, between our Maseret and Maseret of Chazal, and the Maseret of Chazal is in respect to a word, a letter, that serves as the basis of the deen, so then we have to correct our Sefer Torah so that it will conform to the Maseret of Chazal. He said, but he also said, but he said, Vozeh Vada Nisachin Amir, implication being that he, that only in the case where the Sefer Torah, that the cord with our Masoret represent the new of Sefer Torah. The implication being, in a case where the Sefer Torah, that the cord with our Masoret represent the whole Sefer Torah in the world, then we are not misakin, we do not change the letters to harmonize with the Maseret. It's not like the Aramir in Shia. But, so why do we say Moshiach? In a case where our Sefer Torah is accord only with the new Sefer Torah, so without the fact that they do not harmonize with the Maseret of Chazal, we should change that. As a matter of fact, the Rashbam himself says that. We come to the home of the Bobby Talmud and the Kadim, the Kamis, Kamis, the Sukkot, the Kotokis, the Nilin, the Yud, the Hashim, and I know it, and the Seed below you, when the Bobby Yud, the Shalom, the Nilin, the Kadim, the Shem, the Shemeshes, the Lachas, for Zed Badan, the Sakhin, and the Yud. The Chay, the Chomok, the Mokim, after the Yitzhiras, the Yitzhiras, the Sakhin, and the Yud, the Alpiyahu. Without a variance with Chazal, where the Chazal text he serves as the basis of the deed. So why does he mention here Misakos Amir? So there is no special aloha that we have to fix our Torah so that they would harmonize with the Maseret of Chazal, where the Maseret of Chazal serves as the basis of the deed. So, why did it say the whole Mashiach Bobby Talmud the Rafika did? So, in other words, so in respect to Pilakshin too, Pilakshin, so the Choser does not serve as the basis of the Deen, but if the Choser, Pilakshin Choser, would happen to represent the text of the new Tzvatos, then we certainly have to change it. The only reason as to why we write, but the Jews in the time of the Mishnah wrote Pilakshin without you, because their Maseret in most Sefer Torah was Choser. So what does the Rashbam mean? So it seems, then mentions in the Brisim Sefer Sofer. Brisim Sefer Sofer mentions that we go with all that the Chachomim once found three Sefer Torahs in the Azor. In one Sefer Torah, it was in one Sefer Torah, it was written in one Sefer Torah of the Azor. It was written This is this Azor. And in two Sefer Torahs, in Sefer Azor, it was written, Me'eino Rikeh. So they determined on the basis of the two as against the text in one. Now, we saw yesterday in the Rambam in Agome to the Yochazoko says the Sefer Azor is the Sefer of Misha Rabbeinu himself, now that's impossible. That's inconceivable that there should be still a variance between Sefer Torahs, that all of which were written by Misha, that's inconceivable, that's for sure. But for him, sometimes if Azor is applied not only to the Sefer Torah that was written by the Ksaviyad of Moshe Rabbeinu, but any Sefer Torah, like Sefer Torah Shel Noach, that is based upon the text of the Sefer Azor, the Sefer Torah that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, is also called Sefer Azor. So Rabbeinu has been found three Sefer Azor. I suppose that not even one was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, because after all, the Sefer Torahs that were written by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ksaviyade, were witnessed by Mishlo, how did they occur? So, but there were other Sefer Torahs, Sefer Torahs that in Lauch and Yisroel wrote, say Mishlo, Chishlo, Amin, they are so many Melochim sharing in Yehudah. So they all wrote the Sefer Torah, and it was based upon the text of the real Sefer Azor that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. So though any Sefer Torah that is based upon the text of the Sefer Torah written by Moshe Rabbeinu is called Sefer Azor. So the price of the Sefer said, the Chachamim by Shem found three Sefer Torah. In one Sefer Torah the text was Moinah Likeke, and in two Sefer Torahs Meinah Likeke. And they determined that Meinah is the right text because of her Abinadab.